you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel.
July 29th to August 5th is Pride Week in Vancouver. Check out events across the city, walk in the Trans March, Dyke March, and Pride Parades, and remember to stay hydrated. From all of us queers and allies at CITR Discorder, to all of our LGBTQIA2S+ listeners, happy Pride.
You forgot the surfboards? How are we going to shred the gnarly waves now?
Well, I got just the replacement. I picked up some copies of Discorder instead.
Well, it looks like this surf day just got a whole lot better.
This extra special summer issue of Discorder features interviews with local punk rockers Lié, queer Métis fashion designer Evan Ducharme, and the hosts of CITR's Radio Pizza Party. There will also be an exclusive Bartholomew comic strip, short fiction by Mac Gordon, and a suggested summer reading list compiled by the staff of Massey Books. And of course, there will be reviews of the Music Waste and Sled Island music festivals, as well as podcasts, films, and more. Thank you to our advertisers Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Cinematheque, Rickshaw Theatre, Mint Records, Hexistential Festival, Current Symposium, Audiopile, and An Evening in Damascus.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast out of Vancouver from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Welcome back to Mixed Cassette. This is Mixed Cassette 9.5. Got quite the show tonight. Beach House, Stevie Wonder, Future Islands, brand new Chance the Rapper, Majid Jordan, Rostam, brand new Childish Gambino, brand new Internet, Missy, Remy Shan, LeBron's, Metric, and quite the bonus gem. So it's going to get quite heated pretty quickly, but we'll just keep on with these summer vibes and get a couple great ballads going in. This is Beach House, Master of None off of their debut.
I see us in the park, strolling the summer days of imaginings in my head, and words from our hearts told only to the winds, felt even without being said. I don't wanna bore you with my trouble, but then
crushed up at my feet.
I smell my roses younger than the good die. The Illuminati couldn't see me with their good eye. They think they Heath Ledger scary, they just Jack Nichols. I'm assigned to my city like the bat signal. Young chosen one, golden boy, De La Hoya. It ain't too many me's, rest in peace to Vern Troyer. I was younger than I seemed as a kid. I mean my G17, 18 in the head. I mean I'm only 25, but I'm Motown 25. Bet I get a statue in my hometown when I die. And Rhyme, you done. I'm expecting resignation and open investigation on all of these paid vacations for murderers.
Fuck you. Oh, oh, fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you.
I don't get no paper, I got a sign at the bottom. Still in my bag like the fries at the bottom. And I can't do nothing right, they gon' always be at me. I miss a Crane's interview, they try leaking my addy. I donate to the schools next, they call me a deadbeat daddy. The sun times getting that rounder business. I got a hit list so long, I don't know how to finish. I bought the Chicago, it's just to run you racist bitches out of business. Speaking of racist, fuck your microaggressions. I'll make you fix your words like a typo suggestion. Pat me on the back too hard and pat a axe for your job. Then in unrelated news, someone to beat your ass at your job. I'm the real deal. Who taught all these rappers that a big deal's not a big deal? Inherited the earth popping willies on the big wheel. My enemy lives in his mother's basement. That's why my videos don't got no baphomet product placement. I'm a real one. The honey is sweet, the apple's bitter.
They'll try and convince you you stronger without your woman and when you with her, and tell you they kidding while Twitter trashing your litter. I know the devil's a liar, I know that players is quitters. I heard you hire your hitters, I know the higher the bidder, that mean the less on return, so I just hire a sitter. I'm not no boss nigga, I'm a soldier. Kingdom builder, man, somebody should have told ya. Fuck you.
Were you directly affected by the LGBT purge in the Canadian Armed Forces, RCMP, or Federal Public Service? If so, a legal settlement may affect your rights. You may be eligible to receive compensation of $5,000 to $50,000 or more in cases of exceptional harm, as well as other non-financial benefits, or you may choose to opt out of the settlement. Information about the settlement, deadlines, your rights, and the claims process is available at LGBTPurgeSettlement.com. That's LGBTPurgeSettlement.com. July 29th to August 5th is Pride Week in Vancouver. Check out events across the city, walk in the Trans March, Dyke March, and Pride Parades, and remember to stay hydrated. From all of us queers and allies at CITR Discorder, to all of our LGBTQIA2S+ listeners, Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, everyone. Hope the week has gone well and all is good in the communities. We are listening to Chance the Rapper, I Might Need Security, brand new single, and quite the argument that he has eclipsed Kendrick Lamar as the best rapper in the game. Just putting it out there, I think production-wise, a lot more replay value and a little bit more poignancy. Prior to that, we were listening to Future Islands from 2014, their classic album Singles. The track is called A Dream of You and Me, keeping that dreamy kind of theme going on. Really like that track. It's the closer on that album, and I listened to it so many times in 2014, 2015 that I actually played it out and then just kind of started revisiting it in the last few weeks, and it's still fantastic. Vocals and that electronic new wave production at its highest form, in my opinion. So give that one another spin if it's been a couple years. An album that I never get tired of listening to, Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life. That's from 1976, and that's technically, other than the White Album, my favorite album of all time, and I think the best pound for pound record of all time. And it's also Prince and Elton John's favorite record of all time. So I always say that because I think it's cool. And Prince and Elton John are two of my very favorite artists. So yeah, if you haven't listened to that album in full yet, do yourself a favor. Master of None, Beach House, off of their debut from 2006, sampled from the Loft After Party, from House of Balloons, from The Weeknd, from 2011. Anyways, that record is pretty damn good, and that original is even better than The Weeknd's version, and I love that track. So I knew it was sampled, but I hadn't really listened to it in full, and I'm really feeling it. So anyways, we'll keep things moving. We'll have lots more great tracks. We're going to get into, I'm going to surprise you. Just stay tuned. Oh,
I feel like summer. Seven days you nothing but a moment of face. And you were only 5 minutes away. Should've met you when I had the chance. Cause I'll probably never see you again. Next time I just stop by saying hi. Ask her what her name is, if she has the time. Start a conversation. We don't have to talk for too long, I just wanna know. That before she could leave, I walked over and said hello. I said hello. Of your humble pie.
Voice this one?
Yes, I do. Okay. Do you want me to voice it?
Yeah, please voice this one.
That's the wrong mic.
forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, so we were just listening to Missy Elliott, Beat Me 911, off of the classic Supa Dupa Fly from 1997. And funny, I was out here visiting in 97 when this album came out, and I completely overlooked it as a youngster. And I didn't listen to it for maybe a year or two, and once I did, I realized, oh my goodness, it's one of the best hip-hop and R&B albums ever, and it's incredibly influential. So if you haven't heard that record, you know, front to back, yeah, please do, and you'll be surprised at how much modern music sounds like it today. The Internet, Next Time, / Humble Pie, that second part is probably my favorite track right now. That's off of their excellent new album, Hive Mind. I haven't really heard much of I've heard a lot about the Internet, but not much of their music, and I was surprised that Sid, who released a great album a year or two ago, was the front vocalist there, and I was really impressed with their record. I think it's quite top-notch contemporary R&B, so definitely check that out. Childish Gambino never disappoints. Feels Like Summer, it's off the Summer Pack single, two songs, and I like that he's going synthy and R&B-ish. I think that's his best sound. I do appreciate him as a rapper and as a funk maestro, but you know, the glitchy synth R&B with the smooth vocals, that's where it's at. So definitely looking forward to a new album. Hopefully it's coming out soon. Rostam, What's the Summer Like? The song's called Summer. Album's called Half-Light, released at the beginning of the year. But What's the Summer Without Some Vampire Weekend? And so really impressed with that album, solo record from one of the front members from Vampire Weekend. I forget what the name is, but yeah, Rostam Bogmanglich. Yeah, so great album, great artist, definitely check it out. Majid Jordan, that's a great album and a great intro, and just want to get things moving. So we're going to close it off. Got a few more tracks. I'm going to close off on a pretty cool note. We'll see you next week. Take it easy, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
She feels uncomfortable in the clothing of her ancestors. It's not easy, she would say, ripping her fingers into the ashtray. It's not easy to erase your blood. Sing with me. When she was 7 years old, she saw a man get shot, but no one came for a long time because it happened in a remote parking lot in Las Vegas, and she was waiting for her mom to come back from working the blackjack table at the Circus Casino, and that night, her mom said the two of them and the now dead guy were the only three people who ever really lived in Las Vegas. Everybody else just arrived, ate their complimentary shrimp cocktail, and left.
Just look at the place. just oozing. The trees say smoke blocks the sun, so for them it's just night. The seven eyes looking through the clouds. Why is that funny to me? So she tells a man, let's go fishing. We'll go tomorrow morning when the sun rises. And then she says she wants to take her kids in. That's her boy that's 12 and her daughter that's 4 with angel eyes. So they get there and the sun has barely risen. Decided on the spot where the fish is plentiful with the tide. Get out their poles, daddy smiles and said the fish is jumping. Then they heard a splash, but it sounded bigger than fish size. The 12-year-old screams, Mom. And Mom screams back, the baby was holding your arm. Well, that was 30 seconds ago, so they jumped in. All coming up with nothing, but then something told Mom to look toward the light. But the sun wasn't yellow, it had turned white. So she listened and swam, she swam for the light. Like the Michelin Man, she swam with such might. She spotted the baby, and she was on her back. Just as the light said, sunrise was heaven's track. She turned the baby over, her eyes were still blue. The baby had a smile and said, I was waiting for you. Mom, I was waiting for you. Your baby. Mama, I love you. And I was waiting for you. Hey, I was waiting. I was waiting for you.
Love you, Ma.
You forgot the surfboards? How are we going to shred the gnarly waves now?
Well, I got just the replacement. I picked up some copies of Discorder.